Hey, grown-ups, if you live in the Midwest United States, you can bring your kids to see Story Pirates live on the Amazing Adventure Tour, proudly sponsored by Carnegie Hall Kids. You can find tickets at storypirates.com/live. Shows feature Eric from the Story Pirates podcast and Peter, hosting in Wisconsin and Illinois. The Amazing Adventure Tour is headed to these cities in May: Iowa City, Iowa; St. Paul, Minnesota; Akron, Ohio; Plainfield, Indiana; Milwaukee and Madison, Wisconsin, featuring Peter; Skokie and Joliet, Illinois, also featuring Peter. We really would love to see you there. That ticket link again is storypirates.com/live.
Now back to the show.
Hey, grown-ups, if you're a fan of comedy, there's a brand new podcast from our friend Justin Bartha that I wanted to tell you about. You may remember Justin from episode 7 this season. He's the treasure hunter at the Met and, as you heard, a seriously funny actor. Justin's show is called King of the Egg Cream, and in addition to Justin, it has just the most incredible cast. Again, this show's just for grown-ups and probably older kids. Grown-ups, you can take a listen yourself and see what you think. But if you're a fan of hilarious stuff and well-told stories, you will probably like King of the Egg Cream. Here's a taste.
This egg cream is delicious. I wish the chocolate syrup inside wasn't so expensive. If you'd like to save some shekels and have some fun at the same time, make sure you tune in to King of the Egg Cream, available wherever you get your podcasts.
And now, back to the show.
And one for you, and one for you, and one for you, and one for you, and one for you.
Haley, what are you doing?
Oh, I just baked this celebratory cake, and I'm giving a piece to everyone.
What are you celebrating?
Today's the day our ship is finally going to fly!
Ah!
Whoa, what's wrong? Did you also bake a cake, and you're worried everyone will like my cake more? They probably won't. I couldn't find sugar.
Oh. Gross. No, I screamed because I just realized that if we're going to fly, that means we're going to be really high up in the sky.
Yeah, that's what flying is. We're going to be really high up.
Ah!
What's wrong?
Sorry, I thought about flying again.
I thought when you spent that day in the looky-loo, you got over your fear of heights.
Ah!
What's wrong?
You said heights. Ah! I said heights. Ah! I said it again.
Said what? Heights?
Ah!
Stop.
Stop what?
Screaming every time I say heights or flying or we're going to be really high up.
Ah! Ah! Ah!
Rachel, stop screaming. You did so much work to get over your fear of heights. Remember?
Yeah, but this is going to be different. We're going to be way, way high up, like in the clouds.
Sure, but remember, we're all going to be here to make you feel okay. And your pet lamb will be here too. And your kids. I mean, your pigs. Your beach pigs.
You're right. You know, back in my magician days, I escaped from a safe that had been thrown into a boiling piranha-infested pool, and even the king we were performing for said it was, whoa, what? If I could handle that, I guess I can handle a little bit of flying. Ah! Sorry. Habit.
Wait, you were a magician? Whoa! Where'd she go? That was, whatever.
Someone had a crazy habit, and they couldn't stop making pancakes. Just think of the most weird thing that you can never think of. I put some jokes in there. I hope you like it. The Story Pirates.
Welcome back to the Story Pirates Podcast, everyone, where we take stories written by kids
and turn them into sketch comedy and songs.
And we do it from our big, no longer falling apart pirate ship that's about to take flight and fly through the sky.
Which actually reminds me, Siegfried, how does this thing fly anyway?
Well, you see, there's a glowing runestone in the belly of the ship.
How about you explain that after we do our first story?
That makes sense.
All right, listeners, this first story is about a kid who decides it's time to finally speak up and let his family know what he wants. Or, in this case, what he doesn't want. Here's the author to introduce it.
Hi, my name's Victoria. I'm 5 years old. This is my story, The Boy Who Hated Kisses.
time to leave for school! Harold!
Okay, Mom.
Harold, aren't you forgetting something? A big hug and kiss for your mom! Come on!
Mom, I'm late already. I should probably...
And how about a nice big hug for Dad?
Dad, not now. Sorry, but...
Don't forget me, your big sister, Janie, who loves you so much!
Stop! Blah! Mom, Dad, Janie, there is something I need to say.
It occurred to me, now that I'm 8, that it's time for me to take a stand. I'm making a change, I'm making a move, send this message out across the land. Mom and Dad, I love you, but we gotta touch base. It's time that I prioritize my personal space. So from now on, the one thing that kisses, no hugs. No kisses, no hugs.
No kisses.
No hugs.
That's right. I, Harold, will officially not be hugging or kissing anyone anymore. And I request that you refrain from hugging or kissing me as well.
Oh, Harold, why? You're so cute, and I could snuggle you, and I love you. I could just eat you right up, and I put you in my pocket. You're my Harold.
Mom, what did I just say?
My baby, my precious treasure.
It occurs to me, since I'm so cute, that I'm very hugging kissable. But kisses are gross, they're slobbery too, so now they're not permissible. And hugs are almost worse, they always squeeze me so tight. So now before my bedtime is a handshake, alright. It's different, sure, but this is what I love. No kisses, no.
Wishes. Okay, have a great day at school, hon.
Monday and Tuesday.
Mom gets a handshake. Dad gets a wave, oh yeah.
Wednesday and Thursday.
A fist bump for Jamie. And cool Uncle Dave.
Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Harold, time for your good night. Pat on the head.
I'm loving my
He's
life.
Loving his
it's
life.
Written in
it's
pen.
Written
no
in
kisses or hugs next week
or ever again.
Hey, Harold.
Oh, hey, Max.
How's that whole no hugs and kisses thing going?
It's been awesome. Yeah, a few weeks and going strong. It's totally awesome.
Sounds cool. Well, my grandma's here. I'm gonna go give her a hug. See ya.
Hi, Max.
Hi, Grammy.
Oh.
It's fine, I guess, but maybe not ideal.
Welcome home, Harold. Everything okay?
Yeah, Dad. Just want to go to my room and think.
It's sad a little, not how I thought I'd feel.
I think I need a hug and a kiss.
Whoa! The fishbowl is glimmering! Shay, the betta fish, are you okay?
Hey, Harold!
Shay, what are you doing out of your fishbowl? Wait, you can talk?
And sing!
It occurs to me, since I'm a fish and my eyes are always wide, that you need a hug and you need a kiss, both of which I can provide.
Wow, fish hug, fish kiss!
That was weird. But also kind of cool? Wait, how can you breathe? You're out of the water.
Good point. Catch you later, Harold.
Mom and Dad, I've changed my mind about something today. You don't know what you miss until you take it away. So now each day, here is one.
Gulp, gulp.
Four kisses, four hugs.
That was so cool.
All right, everybody. I think it's time we set off on our big quest. Siegfried, take it away. Put us in the sky. Hit the gas and make us fly.
Oh, it's not that simple.
It's not?
No. See, this ship is magic, remember? So it's not powered in the usual way.
With soap.
What? Rolo, no. Where did you get that from?
Oh, I eat a lot of soup on the ship, so I thought maybe that was how the ship worked.
Okay, well, that explains why we crashed into an island then.
Soup. Anyway, there's a glowing runestone in the belly of this ship, and the only way to make the ship fly is if you all say our quest out loud at the same time.
Oh, well, that should be easy. Ready, everyone? Say our quest on three. One, two, three.
We're going to eat some snacks.
The first place of keepers.
What?
That's not our quest.
Our quest is to go to the Caucasus Mountains.
This is insufferable! And I once suffered through Gurren Smorgon's boring touring smorgasbord! What a disaster from the palate! Ragmunk in summer and not a pickled herring in sight? No, thank you! Even now when I think about it, I just want to... But you know what? I won't. Anyway, you see what's happening here, right?
No!
You all haven't agreed on a quest!
Our quest is obviously to go to the birthplace of Kiefer in the Caucasus Mountains to sample Kiefer right from the source, the Great Kiefer River!
Oh, don't be ridiculous. Clearly the object of our quest is to help me install an air conditioner for a queen!
No! It's to find the world's biggest snack!
It's to win a mustache competition in the sky!
Our quest is to adapt the Les Miserables film back into a stage musical? I had some notes on the film. Specifically, this one. And this one.
Well, if you can't all agree on the object of your quest, I'm afraid the ship won't fly.
Gasp.
See, this is why it makes so much more sense for a ship to be powered with soap.
We'll be right back.
Hey, grown-ups. Today's episode is brought to you by Paramount Pictures' new big-screen family comedy adventure, If. Set within the magical world of imaginary friends, IF's fantastically fun, original story entertains audiences of all ages and delivers a comedy packed with lots of laughs and heart. IF is in theaters May 17th. Personally, I'm looking forward to seeing IF because of all the weird, wild, and funny characters. I saw the trailer, and there's this weird banana-looking character that you can only see in the trailer for like a second, but I'm obsessed. What's that guy's deal? I cannot wait to find out. Plus, if you know me, you know I like a stacked cast, and this one has got it all. Ryan Reynolds, John Krasinski, Kaylee Fleming, Fiona Shaw, Phoebe Waller-Bridge, Louis Gossett Jr., and Steve Carell. A-list much? Not to mention that IF also has my personal favorite actor of all time. That's right, Jon Stewart. I am excited to see this movie, not least of all, because I'd like to see and or hear Jon Stewart on the big screen. From visionary director John Krasinski, IF is about a girl who discovers that she can see everyone's imaginary friends. It's the perfect movie to see with the whole family and takes audiences on a magical big screen adventure filled with heart and hilarious laughs that are meant to be shared. Best of all, IF celebrates the power of a child's imagination, which, you know, sounds pretty good to me. See IF in theaters May 17th. Hey, grown-ups! Today's episode is sponsored by DoorDash, where you can get $0 delivery fees on eligible orders with Dash Pass, and new members get a 30-day free trial. Hey, Peter!
Hey, Lee!
What you doing?
Just waiting for a delivery.
Oh, that's cool. What are you getting?
It's here! Thank you!
Delicious sushi. Aren't you going to eat it now?
Oh, no. I'm waiting for a delivery.
I thought that was your delivery.
Another delivery.
It's here! Thank you.
What's that delivery?
Groceries.
Want help putting them away?
Thanks, but not yet. I'm waiting for a delivery.
Another delivery?
It's here. Thank you.
Peter, why are you getting...
It's here. Thank you.
This seems like a lot
It's here. Thank you.
Peter, why do you keep getting so many deliveries?
It's too easy. I can't stop.
Well, what's that delivery you just got?
Oh, more sushi.
Wow. I guess getting that many deliveries makes you hungry.
You have no idea.
Open the door to $0 delivery fees and savings you can't get anywhere else. Sign up for Dash Pass today only on DoorDash and get your first 30 days free if you're a new member. Subject to change. Terms apply.
Well, I guess that's that. We can't fly, so we'll just stay on this island forever.
No!
Siegfried, we need to leave this island to find kids' stories.
Yeah, I bought this ship on the internet sight unseen using Peter's entire life savings, and if we don't get out in the sky to find more kids' stories than ever, then I wasted all of Peter's money.
What Lee said about the kids' stories. Wait. My what now savings?
And I need to find more kids' stories to perform.
And I need to perform kids' stories.
Me too. More kids' stories, please.
Ha! Huh. Sounds to me like your true quest isn't any of those things you said before.
What?
Oh, I see. Our quest was the friends we met along the way.
No, Peter. He's saying that our quest is to find kids' stories.
Right.
And turn them into sketch comedy and songs. It was right in our scripted opening this whole time.
Well, I guess we just got a little caught up in our own stuff while we were fending for ourselves on a deserted island in the middle of uncharted waters.
Our lives are pretty weird, huh?
Yeah.
I said it.
So should we all say our quest at the same time?
To find kids' stories and turn them into sketch comedy and songs!
Siegfried, did that fire up the runestone?
Oh, I have to confess something. There's no runestone in the belly of the ship.
What?
I made that up.
What? How did you do that?
I see what he did. He lied about the runestone to make us realize what it is we're searching for.
Yes! That is the reason! And not because I want it to sound cool and fun and it got out of hand.
So, how does the ship run then?
Well, it's electric, so we will have to look out for charging stations. It's very environmentally friendly, though.
I thought the ship was magic.
It is. Watch this!
Ooh! A disco ball!
Very cool. Now it's time to start the engine!
We're flying!
We
should sing a song about this.
Oh, yeah, we should.
Okay, I feel inspired, yeah.
Board on the captain, I eat all the soup.
We'll search for more stories and eat more soup.
And we'll try, oh yes, we'll try to not crash into another deserted island.
Wow, these parody lyrics are terrible and don't rhyme.
I can't even totally tell what song this is.
Oh well, who cares? Come and fly away, come and fly away, come and fly away with us.
Come and fly away, come and fly away, come and fly away with us.
Come and fly away. Hey listeners, as you can hear from our big song, our ship is in the sky now! We're off to find and read more of your amazing stories! But first, we have another brand new story for you right now. I mean, well, after the song's over.
Come and fly away, come and fly away, come and fly away with us.
Hi, my name's Zoe, and I'm 9 years old.
And I'm Lenny, and I'm 6 years old.
We're sisters from Oklahoma, and this is our story. It's called The Pancake Habit.
All right, everyone. All right. Now, don't forget pages 12 to 15 in your workbooks for tomorrow homework. Those are my favorite pages.
Bye, Mr. Perryman.
Hi,
We're Macy's parents.
Oh, my 3 o'clock parent-teacher conference. Come on in.
Mom? Dad? What are you doing here?
Now, never you mind, Macy. It's adult stuff. Bye, Macy.
But I...
We hope this isn't about anything too serious.
Macy's never had an issue in school before.
Typically, she's a great kid, you know, but lately she's picked up some very disruptive behaviors, one in particular, actually. She started doing it more and more, and, you know, frankly, I'm concerned that it's turning into a, well, a bad habit.
A bad habit? Like cracking knuckles?
Chewing hair?
Posting gym selfies on social media?
Worse!
Worse even than my own bad habit of talking with my mouth full, which I'm sure that both of you are noticing right now.
Hold on a minute. Where'd you get that stack of pancakes you're eating?
Funny you should ask. It was earlier today during our math lesson.
Math lesson, math lesson, math lesson.
Now at 3:25 p.m., two trains left Los Angeles. One train traveled westward at a rate of 82 miles per hour. So what time is it right now in Sweden? I'll give everyone a very short amount of time to try and figure out that answer, and then I'll put someone on the spot in front of the entire class. Macy!
2 eggs, 1 cup milk, stir into mix until thoroughly blended.
Macy?
Heat griddle over medium-high heat and grease with cooking spray.
Macy!
Surface is ready when water droplets dance and
Macy, what are you doing?
Who, me?
You're making pancakes.
No, I'm not.
Yes, you are.
I'm doing math.
You're making pancakes. You're ladling the batter into the pan as we speak. Look down.
Aw, man.
Oh, the pancake thing.
Thanks for that helpful flashback, Mr. Perryman. But yes, we knew about the pancakes.
You've seen this behavior before.
Yes, it was last weekend on our camping trip.
Camping trip, camping trip, camping trip.
Smell that fresh mountain air. Feel those pine needles crunch under your boots. Just our family, nature, and peace and quiet.
No traffic, no technology. Everything we need right here in our backpacks. Right, Macy?
Right, Mom.
All right, family unit. All hands on deck. Time to set up the tent. Now, I'm gonna roll it out, and everybody take a corner. That'll leave one extra corner. So, let's see. Macy, maybe you and I can...
In a medium-sized bowl, whisk 4
here,
eggs.
While I take this long
then
bendy pole part and poke
pumpkin
one
puree
end.
And 1 tablespoon maple syrup.
Macy,
next, combine half cup almond meal
with tablespoons
of organic flour.
Macy!
I know, but they're paleo.
No, Macy, you're making pancakes instead of helping us put up the tent.
It's okay. I got it.
I don't got it.
Macy, this is not an appropriate time to be making pancakes. That's what I told her.
Well, thank you for that flashback.
Anyway, she apologized and said it wouldn't happen again.
Okay, well, in my professional opinion, pancakes are yummy, but not when you can't stop making them. We need to find Macy right now and stage an intervention. Do you know where she is?
Oh, she's fine. She's just getting her teeth drilled at the...
dentist!
All right, Macy, rinse and spit. Good, Macy. Robin, would you hand me that adorable little mirror on a stick I use to look around people's teeth?
Of course, Doctor. So, Macy, how have things been going at school?
Not great, actually. I'm trying to break a bad habit. I've tried everything. I've even started wearing these giant novelty foam sports fingers on my hands.
Yeah, I was wondering what that was about.
Because I figure if I can't use my hands, then I definitely won't be able to make pancakes.
All right, Macy. I'm going to start drilling your left molar now. So hold still.
Doctor! What was that? Did you crack her tooth?
That wasn't the sound of a tooth cracking, Robin. I would recognize that sound anywhere. It was...
2 eggs, 1
I milk. Can't believe it!
Add cottage cheese.
She's making pancakes!
A pinch of poppy seeds.
Well, she's making pancakes with her feet!
2 teaspoons freshly grated lemon zest.
Macy!
Spoon batter generously onto buttered pan.
Macy!
While pancakes cook, prepare lemon curd and wild blueberries for garnish.
Macy! This is truly amazing. I mean, I'm still wrapping my mind around how you were able to crack eggs with just your toes. But you have to hold still. I'm about... Ow! Start drilling your teeth!
Macy! You flipped that pancake right onto the doctor's face! Doctor, are you okay?
It's like a lemon blueberry party in my mouth. However, I can no longer fill your cavity. I've got maple syrup all over my glasses.
Oh, why does my bad habit have to be so much worse than everyone else's?
Macy, I have to ask, where did you get all those ingredients?
Huh, that's a good question. I feel like I just always happen to have them on hand.
Macy!
Mom? Dad? I know why you're here. Yes, I was making pancakes again, and first, I want to say I'm sorry. I know it's been really disruptive to all of you. I never meant to ruin your math lesson, or your tent, or your dental procedure. I just wish I wasn't the only person to have such a terrible bad habit.
Macy, that's not true.
What is it, Mom?
It's time you knew. I don't text people back in a timely fashion. Sometimes I don't text them back at all. Or when I do, I text LOL or K. Or worse, I just ha-ha the text.
I have a bad habit too.
Dad?
Yes. Well, when I'm in a parking lot, I never bother to return my shopping cart to the designated cart collection area. It's too much work, so I just take it with me all the way home.
I tell all the kids that they can only take one sticker, but every night after the office closes, I stick 5 on my sweater just before I go home. I know it's bad, but I don't know how to stop.
Well, that's the second thing I wanted to tell you. I figured out how to break my habit. Mr. Perryman, I need you to make sure I don't bring any pancake ingredients into the school.
You got it, Macy.
And Mom, I know you've been the one putting pancake mix into my backpack. You need to stop.
But it's real maple syrup. Okay, all right, fine. Your father and I won't put pancake batter or real expensive syrup in your backpack.
Well, sounds like this whole pancake problem has been taken care of. But remember, you can only eat pancakes for dinner or breakfast, not lunch, because pancakes are not for brunch. Never brunch!
Huh.
Sorry, my bad habit is having extreme opinions about brunch. The end.
And now, Lee speaks with the author.
Hi,
how are you? This is Lee.
I'm great.
Oh, good. I'm so glad. Who's this talking?
Zoe.
You just talked at the same time. Who's first?
Eleni can go first. No, Zoe. Fine.
Now I know that Zoe and Eleni are both there. So, Zoe and Eleni, what state do you live in?
Oklahoma.
And what's Oklahoma like for people that have never been there?
Well, the dirt is really red.
Why is it red?
Because of the iron.
Oh, like there's iron in the dirt, and iron's like a mineral, and it makes the dirt red.
Yeah.
So you two wrote the story, The Pancake Habit. How did you come up with the idea for that?
So my mom was brushing my hair, and we were talking about bad habits, and Eleni said, what do you say, Eleni? I said, what if someone had a crazy habit, and they couldn't stop making pancakes? And we thought that would be a great idea for a story.
Yeah.
So your story is all about bad habits. Like, what do you think it is that makes a habit a habit?
Because you do it over and over and over again, and then eventually you just start doing it without realizing it.
And then when you realize it, you try to stop, but it's hard.
It is.
Why do you think it's hard to stop?
Because you already taught your brain to do it that way, but then you have to reteach it.
Do you have any tips for anyone of how to reteach your brain something?
Do it the right way over and over and over again, and eventually you'll start doing it the right way.
Not all habits are bad, right?
Yeah, not all of them. Like, brushing your teeth is a good habit.
That's exactly right. Do you have any other good habits? Eleni, do you have a good habit?
I don't really have a habit, except for correcting people.
What do you correct people on?
Grammar. Grammar.
Eleni, you correct people's grammar.
Yeah.
So do you like pancakes?
Yes. Me too.
And how do you like your pancakes? Do you like them fluffy? Do you like them? I don't know what else pancakes could be besides fluffy, but how do you like them?
Fluffy.
And do you put anything on them?
Maple syrup and sometimes M&Ms.
M&Ms?
Yes.
Ugh, that sounds delicious.
It is.
Do you ever put like fruit, like strawberries or anything in your pancakes?
That sounds kind of good, but only one likes strawberries. She doesn't like strawberries.
Oh, okay. Are you a picky eater, Eleni?
Yes, very.
Is there a food that Zoe loves but Eleni doesn't like?
Zoe casserole. It's really good. You should consider trying it again. I don't like it.
I like tuna casserole, but it sort of depends on the kind of tuna casserole, because tuna casserole could go a lot of different ways. All right. Well, thanks for talking to me today.
Thank you for calling.
Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Story Pirates podcast, and thanks to today's authors, Victoria, Zoe, and Eleni. Before we go, I want to tell you about something new. Every episode this season, we'll be sharing a brand new story spark. A story spark is just an idea for a kind of story that you can write. They're good for when you're feeling creative and you want to make up a story, but you're not really sure what to write about. All right, here's the first one. Story spark. Write a story about a space alien who visits Earth for the first time. What about life on Earth confuses the space alien? What kind of strange mistakes do they make because they don't understand how things work on our planet? As always, grown-ups can send in kids' stories to storypirates.com because we can't wait to read them. See you next week.
Bye!
The Story Pirates podcast is a production of Gimlet Media. Produced for Gimlet Media by Annie Rose Strasser and Jasmine Romero. Produced for The Story Pirates by Lee Overtree and Benjamin Salka. Associate producers for Story Pirates are Peter McNerney and Andrew Miller. Technical direction by Sam Baer. Recording, sound design, and mixing by Sam Baer at the Relic Room in New York City. Theme song by Bobby Lord. Our head writer is Rachel Winitsky. Contributing writers are Lee Polis, Peter McNerney, Megan O'Neill, and Lee Overtree. Today's episode features performances by Mike Cabalon, Joel Escher, Chris Ferry, Christina Grosspeech, Quinton Johnson, Nick Canales, Peter McNerney, Jack Mitchell, Brendan O'Grady, Megan O'Neill, Emily Olcott, Lee Overtree, Lee Polis, Jonathan Ross, Peter Russo, Lauren Ashley Smith, Jamie Watson, and Rachel Winitsky. The music and lyrics for The Boy Who Hated Kisses were written by Jack Mitchell and arranged and produced by Brendan O'Grady and Jack Mitchell. The music for Come and Fly Away was arranged by Brendan O'Grady and produced by Eric Gerson.
Wow, I can't believe our ship is finally flying. And wow, we're actually going pretty fast. I feel like I want to stick my head out over the side of the ship so I can feel the wind in my hair. Okay, I'm just going to grab the railing on the side of the ship and stick my head out over. Whoa! This wind is really intense! I feel like a dog with its head outside the window! Now I understand why they do this! I've never felt more alive! Oh my gosh, it's weird because back here in the ship there's no wind whatsoever, but when I stick my head out over the rail, there's a lot of wind! This is really exciting! My cheeks are wrapping around my ears, I hope they don't stretch out and stay that way!
Oh, my cheeks, they're longer than they were before. Oh, well, this is interesting. I wonder what happens when I shake my head very fast. Hey, this is actually good. When I see a wonderful performance, I can clap with my hands and my cheeks at the same time. Like this. Bravo! Cheek clapping. Well, I'm sure I won't mind this in a few days.